Today's Afyomi tells us that if you are a craftsman and you're engaged in your crafts, that you don't have to stand up when a Torah scholar passes by. It says, "Ein balei umnis reshayin la'amod mei talmidei chachamim b'sha'a she'oskim b'melachtam," that the craftsmen are not permitted or not obligated to stand in front of the Torah scholar when they're engaging in their work. And more challenges, is this really the case? V'lo v'atana, but then we learn in the Mishnah and Bikurim, kol balei umnis omdim mipneihem v'sholem b'shlomam, that when the people were bringing their first fruits, the farmers were bringing their first fruits to the temple of mitzvah of the Bikurim, all the craftsmen would stand up and ask how they're doing, and they would say, "Achenu anshim makomponi, bo'achem l'shom, come in peace." So we see from here that the craftsmen did stand up. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, mipneihem omdim, mipnei talmidei chachamim ein omdim, that they would stand up for the people doing the mitzvah, but for the people who are the Torah scholars, they wouldn't stand up. So we see from here, even though the whole Daf Yomi is talking about the power of the Torah scholars, we see that there's somebody who's even more powerful than a Torah scholar, is even more special. And who is that? Somebody who is engaged in a mitzvah. Somebody who's engaged in a mitzvah, then the craftsmen even have to stand up. And says Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Bo Rei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Just look how special is the doing of the mitzvah in its proper time. Somebody's doing a mitzvah, they have the power and the potential to transform the world. They're doing the most important thing at that moment. You have to stand up and honor such a person.